Welcome to the first Edinburgh Fringe Fringe Review blog. And we're trying an experiment this year because it's an audio blog. I'm going to begin with a little story of the street. A story of the street in Edinburgh means a story of people flyering. There are a lot of very enthusiastic flyers around the Pleasance Dome as you walk towards George Square. And one of the things that happened was I was walking along and I got flyered by somebody. And then I got flyered by someone else, and then I got flyered by someone else. And then I just walked past somebody, flyering somebody. And basically their pitch was really simple. In fact, I noticed they were just repeating themselves fairly automatically, holding their flyer out. And it was saying this. It was saying, come and see a five-star family show. Come and see a five-star family show. Come and see a five-star family show. Hoping that people would take the flyers. And I noticed that no one was taking them, and I have a feeling I know why. And part of that behaviour goes right back to the Fringe 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago, where stars were everything. And most people might think that star ratings are everything now, and that five-star is the dream thing that's going to get you a show sold. So why weren't people taking that flyer? And I believe it's because the days are ending, at least, where we need to patronise people at the fringe. By that I mean that we think that they're too busy and too simple-minded to understand anything other than stars, and that five-star is the only thing worth quoting. And so come and see a five-star family show was basically saying that's the only currency. Doesn't really matter what the show's about. Doesn't really matter any detail unless we can get your attention first with these magic words, five-star. Family show, well, there are hundreds of family shows at the Fringe, and there are also hundreds of five-star shows at the Fringe. And I sense that people are probably tired of being thrust at with a flyer, and as if the words five-star means that that's all you need to hear, you simple-minded member of the public, to come to this show. And I'd suggest now that that needs to change. And you might want to try that if you're running a show here, even if you've had five stars. I suppose you can still say five-star show, but at least say five-star family show about, and then add a few nice words, and you might want to vary that with different people. Five-star family show, you know, that is telling a story. Five-star family show full of magic. Five-star family show that's interactive and fun for kids. Five-star family show that's different from every other show, because and I'd even go further, and I notice people take more flyers when somebody comes up to them, gives them some eye contact and says, would you like to come and see a family show with a bit of description? And you might add on the reviews when they've stopped and taken the flyer, which they are more likely to do. So if you've got someone flying for you, or you're flying in your own show, and you think that five-star blah 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 is the key and that's all you need to say to get their attention, you'll probably find they're walking past more and more as the years go by. And just actually try to not patronise members of the public. They are intelligent people. They don't have endless time, so you don't have time to speak to them for minutes and minutes and hours unless they stop and they're interested. But five-star blah, blah, blah isn't going to get them interested. What's going to get them interested is an authentic sentence that really captures the passion, the interest and the uniqueness of your show. Once they've stopped, well, then you might be able to tell them it's good because it got some provenance around it too, got some reviews, it's got some quotes. I'd suggest that comes later. I'd suggest that the audience or potential audience are cleverer than you think, and that when you're the one saying five-star blah, 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 the joke's on you. You're the dumb one, and they're going to keep walking past.